Today we're going to talk about B. Beware of not telling. One of the things that I tell to when I'm talking to people and they're talking to me about jobs where, when I used to represent clients in this capacity, is I said, you need to be very cognizant or aware of what you choose not to disclose. See, the problem that sometimes happens is that depending on what you've done in the past, some of the things that you may have done in the past, especially from a criminal standpoint, we're talking, like I said, whether it be a misdemeanor or an arrest or something like that, you may decide in your mind that this is something that you don't need to divulge. So you'll keep it to yourself. And then all of a sudden, you've created more problems. Why do you create more problems? Because it pops up in a background check, and then they bring it to your attention. And maybe you're thinking this is something that's expunged, that shouldn't be, it may not be an issue, or something that's been sealed, or something that was outside the period of time since it happened. And you're thinking that all those things should be a basis for you not having to reveal that information. Now your employer is looking at you like you held back information, and that is, and depending on what their internal policies are, that might be grounds for them to terminate you on the spot for cause. No unemployment, possibly no unemployment, depending on which state you're in. But now you've got this situation where you got hired for a job, you got fired for something that you believed was outside of your ability to control. And now you, when you're going through future jobs, here's a job you got listed now that you may, you have to decide, do I put it on there and have to explain to future employers what happened there? Now, keep in mind, depending on where you're going to work for, whether it be a private employer or a public employer, like working for the county or the state or the city, some of those jobs, depending on the nature, and even the private jobs, may allow for exemptions depending on a particular situation. So if you have, if they have a list of different types of offenses where they're like, we don't think these are a big deal, as long as you tell us about them, give them the chance to let you know that that's something that you can deal with, that you can share with them, that it's not going to beat you down because of that. So I'm sharing all this to tell you that sometimes what happens, and trust me, there's going to be some people out there, and I always tell people, if you're ever in a situation where you're not sure, talk to an attorney in your jurisdiction, because every law is a little different. But be careful when you choose to not divulge your situation, a particular situation that you have a reason to believe might impact your job, in terms of the initial applications, as well as going in the initial intakes. Because the last thing you want to do is put yourself in this position where something that you think is not a big deal has now become a big deal, and you were in control of how to handle it, and you chose to control it a particular way, and now it controls you.